it's not the most qualified candidate who gets the job. So not the perfect candidate who has all the skills, but rather the person who can market their skills the best. And that can be you. You just need to become that person. Welcome to the Career Diet Podcast, hosted by me, Anna Baleva, a world-recognized career coach and LinkedIn learning instructor who's helped thousands of professionals discover and land their dream career. This podcast is for ambitious professionals like you, looking to create a career that supports your personal goals, growth, and lifestyle, not the one that requires you to sacrifice them. My mission is to help you see the power you hold in your career and help you become the star candidate every employer is searching for. Think of this podcast as a personal career strategist in your pocket, and leave it up to me to provide you with the tools, tips, and resources you need to make job search fun and turn your dream career into your reality. Thank you for tuning in today. Can't wait to see how your career and life shift. Welcome back to the Career Diet Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Baleva, and today we're talking about career change. The reason I felt inspired to talk about this topic today is because the weather is starting to cool down, at least where I am in the world, in Canada. And whenever the seasons change, I feel excited and inspired to take action and make big moves. And I have a feeling that a lot of you are the same way. And if you are someone who has been thinking about making a major pivot in your career, but you're thinking, can I do it? Is it realistic? Do I have to start from the bottom? Do I have to take a pay cut? You are in the right place. That's exactly what we're going to talk about in this episode. Now, if you know my story, you know already that I have changed careers twice, from accounting to design to recruitment. And with every single one of those moves, I've actually increased my salary. And I know that most professionals, when they think about making a pivot, they are worried. They think that they will have to start from scratch and or take a pay cut. And you might be one of them. So you stay in a career that you don't love. Or maybe you tried to make moves, you have applied for jobs online, you maybe got an interview, but you're just not really getting much traction. So you kind of maybe have decided that this is unrealistic, and similar to group number one, you feel stuck in a career that you're in already. And maybe the whole pivot feels big and daunting. And don't get me wrong, it is big, but it doesn't have to be daunting. I personally had so much fun exploring my career options and planning my next move. And I actually enjoyed going through a career change both times. I've also since then helped hundreds of professionals all around the world change careers. For example, my student Kim used to be a pharmacist and she switched to tech sales, doubled her salary all in a matter of 2 months. I had a student inside my coaching program, the STAR candidate, Erica, who was a teacher. So she left teaching and got into customer success. She now works remotely. She saves 2 hours every single day of the commute that she used to have and is just very happy with this move. I also worked with Christina, who left retail and got into advertising, which is something that she wanted to do for a number of years. In fact, she got 2 offers. One of them through networking, one of them she was headhunted for without any experience in advertising. She was able to push and negotiate both of those offers, again, without any experience in advertising. And she signed an account manager role with TBWA, which is one of the biggest advertising agencies in the world. She since then has been promoted. She's working on the Apple account and just altogether killing it. So if those stories sound exciting to you, stick around for this episode because we're going to talk about where to start. We're going to talk about the misconceptions and myths that surround career change. We're going to talk about transferable skills. This is a value-packed episode. Now, before we begin, if you are someone who is looking to begin your career transition journey, make sure that you watch my free masterclass all about how to discover what's next in your career and how to make this big move happen. In this masterclass, I break it down into 4 easy, manageable steps. So you'll walk away with action steps and tips to start on this journey today. simply head to thecareerdiet.com/dreamjob. I will also link it in the show notes. All right, let's start with this episode. The first thing that I wanted to talk to you about today was this misconception that career pivot means starting from scratch. And that is just not true. And there are three reasons why. Reason number one, you have a lot to offer, and that's your transferable skills. You already have grown to a certain level in your career, and you have developed those transferable skills, which, by the way, later in this episode, we will talk about how to identify those transferable skills and how to showcase them on your resume and in your interviews. So you have developed those skills, and that takes time and experience. It only comes with time and experience, and that what has value. So you're not starting from scratch. You just need to connect the dots for the employer and market those skills that you already have strategically. And something that you need to remember here is that it's not the most qualified candidate who gets the job. So not the perfect candidate who has all the skills, but rather the person who can market their skills the best. And that can be you. You just need to become that person. All right, reason number two, diverse experience. Different experience makes you a stronger candidate. So your experience in a different industry or different function or even a different country is a plus. It's not something that's going to stop you or prevent you from moving forward and getting this different role. It's a plus, but only if you view it as such and market it as such. All right, reason number three, employers want to see a pattern of success. What's more important for employers than just the skills that you have is that you have been successful in the past. Because the best predictor of you being successful in the future in this next role is the fact that you were and have been a superstar in your current role or industry or career already. Because remember, I always talk about how employers are looking for those superstars, right? So for those star candidates. And they're really hard to find. In fact, one of the hiring managers I used to work with used to say that if you see a former athlete, if you see a resume from a former athlete, invite them to an interview, I'll hire them on a spot, because that person being a former athlete shows us that pattern of success. So my friend, no, you don't have to start from scratch if you want to change careers. The second thing that I wanted to talk about is that idea that to change careers, you have to go back to school. Now, just going back to school and getting even a fancy degree doesn't actually mean that now you will be magically able to change careers. In fact, a lot of my students in my coaching program come to me because they did exactly that. They went back to school after being out in the world, in the workforce for a few years. They wanted to change careers. They went back to school. But now that they're out of school, they're actually struggling to now land the job. Because again, your professional skills, your technical skills is not the same as your job searching skills. And just the technical skills or just the degree is not enough to land you the job. And unless you're going into a very specific profession that does require that degree, so that's medicine or law, I'm sure there are a few more, you don't actually need to go back to school. And another thing that a lot of people don't think about before they go back to school is doing your research and doing your due diligence. A lot of people go back to school either because they romanticize that career path. Maybe they've been seeing it in movies. They're like, ah, this is what I should have done from the very beginning. Let me just go into that. Or they go into it because it's popular and everyone is getting into tech or AI. So you start feeling like, okay, I don't want to be left behind. This is the hot industry. I should do that too. But unless you do your research and you really understand what it's like to work in that type of industry or function, you're probably not setting yourself up for success. I'll give you an example. When I was in the accounting world, I had a strong pull towards doing something in the design world or architecture. And I started looking into what would it take for me to become a designer or an architect. And what I learned is that if I were to go into architecture, I actually have to get a full new degree. And I looked into it. I looked at my finances. I knew it was going to be tight and tough, and I probably wouldn't be working for a couple of years, and I would have to take a loan to pay for this degree. So it was going to be a pretty big investment of time and money. And before I committed to it, I thought, you know what? Let me talk to people who do that already. So I met with a few architects, just met them for coffee. You guys know I talk about meeting people in real life and networking a lot. So that's exactly what I did. And I learned within a couple of months that I do not want to be an architect because of a number of reasons, because of what the job really looks like. You spend a lot of time working on proposals, more time working on that, on actual architecture projects. The pay is not that great. It takes a very long time to grow and start being paid six figures or high six figures. So I just knew that this was not the right fit for me. But imagine I went back to school because I thought it was just a really cool career without doing this research. I would have spent a lot of time and money, and chances are I would have been disappointed with the outcome. So no, in most cases, you don't have to go back to school. But if you learn that you have to, do your research and your due diligence first. All right. The third thing that I wanted to talk to you about is where to start your career pivot. From what I've seen, having worked with over 1,000 professionals, is that most people start where? On LinkedIn, by scrolling online and looking at what jobs are available. And there are three problems with starting there. Number one, job descriptions are not very accurate, and just reading the title or even the job description doesn't really necessarily reflect what the job is really like. So it's just not enough to look at the job descriptions. Problem number two, there are jobs and careers and industries and functions that you have never heard of that might be just the perfect fit for you. And you will never find them just through scrolling online aimlessly. You need to have a strategy. And problem number three, when you follow this approach and you just start scrolling online, realistically what happens is you tend to gravitate towards roles and jobs and industries that you have some knowledge of and probably related to what you were doing before. So maybe not exactly the same, but it just feels safer. So it's not necessarily the right fit for you, but it just feels like it can be a natural next step. Or if you're not gravitating towards a natural next step, you might probably be gravitating towards something that's trendy and cool, again, like tech or AI, which again, is not necessarily the right fit for you just because it's trendy and popular. So where should you start? Instead, career change, and actually this is applicable to any type of job search, whether you are changing careers or not, it should always start with looking inward. And when I say looking inward, it means looking at what your values are. And if you have looked at them before and you feel strongly that you know what they are, pause it actually and looking at, wait, have they changed from the last time I consciously thought about this? Looking at what you want for the next 5 years of your life to look like. Looking at skills that you have, skills that you're actually good at, and skills that you enjoy using. Looking at what's important to you in a team, in a manager, in a product that you work with. So when you start job searching with looking inward, it helps you to align this next move with who you are in that point of your life. And that's how it feels good to be in that next career and you don't feel disappointed. All right, next we're going to dive into transferable skills because I find that there's always this conversation around, oh, you have to find your transferable skills and you have to showcase them. But not a lot of people talk about how to actually find your transferable skills. And I'm going to teach you how to do it in two very easy steps, and you can actually do it today. Step number one, you need to understand what transferable skills are. There are three types: skills with people, skills with data/ideas, and skills with things. So skills with people are skills like soft skills, conflict solving, selling, managing, consulting. Next is skills with data and ideas. So those are your hard skills. So things like working with numbers, organizing, planning, problem solving. And finally, skills with things. So those are, again, hard skills, but more skills like building something, designing something, constructing something, making something. So first step is to understand what those skills are. Now, step number two is to identify your transferable skills. What I want for you to do is to look back at the last 6 experiences that you've had. So it can be different roles. It can be multiple roles within the same company. It can be multiple companies. It can be different positions that you've had. If you haven't had 6 positions yet, totally okay. You can add maybe your school experience, volunteering. So different experiences in your life. So I want for you to come up with 6, or at least try to come up with 6, and see which skills, so again, skills with people, data, and or ideas, and skills with things. So in each of those 6 experiences, which skills have you developed and used? So here you go. This is an easy way for you to identify your transferable skills. And finally, I want to talk a little bit about how to showcase now those transferable skills on your resume and during job interviews. So here it comes down to 2 key factors. Number one, you have to show a pattern of success, which is something that we've talked about earlier in this episode. But how do you actually do it? Well, you need to find results and achievements showing that you are a star at what you have done before. So here you need to think numbers, percentages, impact. If you are someone in, let's say, a teaching role or a customer success role, and maybe you are struggling for some of the skills that you have, maybe you are struggling to find concrete examples and facts and numbers, that happens. What can be an achievement is, let's say, getting amazing, consistent feedback from your customers or from your manager. Whether it is a bullet point on your resume, whether it is a story that you share in your interview example, always make sure that you're adding results and achievements and you're backing them by numbers and facts. And the second key factor here is connecting the dots for the employers. And the way I like to think about it is, why does it matter to them? So asking myself this question over and over again, anything that I share in the interview, any story, even though it's super impressive story of how I designed something or I came up with a plan and I delivered something very cool, amazing. But why does it matter to the employer? And I think a lot of job seekers here think, well, it's a cool story. It's a cool example. I grew sales by 20%. Of course it matters to them because I'm going to be doing sales for them. But you need to explicitly say it. Don't leave it up to the interviewer to interpret what you just said. Instead, you have to say it. So this is what I did. And this is the kind of growth that I'm looking to bring to your team. So that's what it means when I talk about connecting the dots. It's always adding that one sentence and explaining to the employer what this example that you just shared means to them and what it can do for them. All right, my friends. So today we talked about some of the misconceptions around career change. So you don't have to go back to school. You don't have to start from the bottom. We talked about where to start with your career pivot. So starting with looking inward, and we talked about transferable skills, how to identify them, and some of the key factors around how to showcase them when you are job searching. Career change is a big topic, and we'll continue talking about it in the future episodes. So that is it for today. And before we wrap up, one final note, if you are someone who is ready to take action, you know that now is the time. You want to change careers, you don't want to waste any more time, you're in the right place. You can book a call with my team. We'll talk about what your goals are, where you're getting stuck on the way to those goals, and how we can help you get to your dream career in the fastest and easiest way. Book a call using the link in the show notes, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye! If you found this episode helpful, I would be grateful if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really does help me put out more free resources just like this to support you on your journey. And if you aren't already following me on social media, you can find even more content to help you build your dream career. Follow me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok at The Career Diet, or head to my website, thecareerdiet.com. I am thrilled to have you here with me, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode.